Turning now to India, tens of millions of people went to the polls yesterday at the first stage of the country's month-long general elections. India's Election Commission estimated that preliminary voter turnout was 58% to 62%. The government deployed hundreds of thousands of police to protect more than 140 million people who could vote on Thursday in polls that covered some of India's poorest states. However, attacks by Maoist rebels have disrupted voting in some states, leaving at least 17 people dead. Father Babu Joseph of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India says that despite this, the elections have been peaceful.
India went to the first phase of its national elections yesterday, and 124 constituencies had the elections held across 24 states of India. Going by the reports that we received yesterday, by and large the polls were peaceful, except in some of the North Indian states, where there is the presence of the Naxalites or the Maoist rebels who wanted to disturb the polling process. In the whole exercise of the polls yesterday, we have told about 17 people were killed, including security personnel, as well as the poll officials, and a few civilians were killed by the Maoist rebels. Apart from these incidents in two or three states of North India, the rest of the country had a very peaceful polling. And I think it is certainly a good sign that a country like India, with its such a large electorate, is able to go through the election process in a peaceful manner.